Hello, it's Brad.
Hi, good morning, Brad. How are you doing today?
Good.
Great, great to hear. This is Evan / QUR scheduled callback.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I hope everything worked out fine yesterday and your son's a little bit better.
My son's, he's trying out for hockey in college. Got a concussion. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it.
That'll do it. So anyway, all right, what do you got for me?
Yeah, so I got you signed up a couple months back, about 6 months now. Just got you going. We've been going through this, and essentially they spoke with you about Google Guarantee, and I was just here to follow up with you and talk to you about that and show you the avenue that we can go with that. It definitely seems like a good time for you to maybe just take that next step. It really helps with the consistency and just the quality of jobs you're seeing as well and really elevate them. Have you ever heard of Google Guarantee beyond this or maybe seen it before?
No.
Okay. Okay, so it's Google's lead-based service. It's really great. Like I said, it actually has a 40% higher closing rate than anything else that's on the market. And that boils down just because of how they conduct it. It sets itself apart for a couple ways. For starters, Brad, when you get these leads coming in, they're going directly to you, exclusively to you. So they're not calling around or even being submitted to anyone else that subscribes to them. These people are live on the phone calling you directly trying to get your service. And then even on top of that, those leads individually, if they don't end up in a face-to-face appointment or an estimate, you don't pay for that actual lead under any circumstance, if it's anything outside of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Awesome. And with this, it also really helps you verify, get like allowed for everything. Essentially, it puts a big green check mark next to these listings, letting these people know you are, in fact, Google Guaranteed, which is a big peace of mind, too, as well, because these people generally, they go into these ads, they go into these leads knowing that Google actually puts $2,000 of their own insurance money behind every single lead you get. So it weeds out a lot of these low ballers as well, essentially just providing people who are really ready to get something like this done. Now, just real quick, so I know we can, in fact, get you qualified for this. You're licensed and insured with this, right?
I'm sorry?
You're licensed and insured with your business, correct?
Yes.
And then just a little bit of a personal question for you, Brad, but just to make sure I can actually get you qualified. In the last 7 years, have you gotten any violent felony convictions?
Oh, no.
All right. Well, good, man. We can get you qualified for this. They check for all those things as part of the actual process, just getting you onto this. Essentially, like I said, the licensing, the insurance, the background check. So there's two different costs associated with this. There's the initial costs where we get everything verified, we get things going for you. It's just essentially a submission to get you onto that. It generally takes about 4 weeks because of all of those things I said they check. And then once we actually get you on board, once things get rolling for you and verified, then we can actually start charging you for these leads. So with that, the initial cost for you just to get the application submitted and everything going on that end would just be $249 just to get things going, or actually $250 on the dot, just to get everything going. And then we don't charge you for the actual budget until you're verified. Now that budget, what we do is we make it out so you get a minimum of 13 leads every single month. Now, you don't have to use every single one of those 13 leads. It's completely at your discretion. Whatever you don't use from that budget just rolls over to the next month, and you replenish the remainder of what you actually did use. Does that make sense?
So when you say use, like, you mean like pick up the lead or try to get the lead, or what do you mean?
Yeah, so like I said, you only get charged for that lead because there's an AI bot essentially that analyzes these calls for you, making sure these people are in fact in your area, in your line of work, and moreover, they're actually booking a face-to-face appointment with you, which is generally going to be what it is, or if you're getting an actual estimate to them. If it's not one of those two things for you, Brad, you don't get charged for that lead. And that's the only way that you'll actually get something pulled from your budget if one of those two things are done.
Okay.
So with that, the budget for you to get those 13 lead minimum would be $418. And that's providing a minimum of 13 leads, like a maximum, it could go up to like in the 20s. So it's just fluctuates in general size of the job, the person, where they're calling from. It has a range of different things that go into that algorithm. But at the very minimum, we're going to provide 13.
And that's that 400 number was per month?
Yeah, that's per month. That's really for your budget. So you won't be charged that automatically every single month. It's just to give you that budget. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So these are, I guess the lead percentage you're saying is like, you know, these are better than typical leads. These are people that are looking to book an inspection.
Yeah, with some immediacy, like in a general sense, with the home inspector side of these things, I see people with a closing rate about 70% or more. It's way higher than those home advisor other guys, because for one, you're not having to like essentially haggle with these people and be put into a bidding war. Like on those other platforms, they all get submitted to the same people. And then also, you don't really have to worry about these people kind of just picking your brain about it just because it's a different filter of people. It really weeds out these fake calls as well as these people who aren't too serious.
Okay. Do that bot, what are they, are these people talking to this bot before they talk to me? What do you mean?
Oh, no. The bot is something that just hangs in the background analyzing the audio, making sure that these people are actually inquiring about the right things or actually saying those things that are, or you're saying those things that's actually going to end up in those.
During the call.
It's yeah.
Listening in on the call and then charging me based on the call.
Correct.
Okay.
And even with that, I mean, it's really exact with it. I've hardly, at least from my own perspective, even heard of it missing one of those, but I know in the off chance that it maybe does charge you for something that doesn't end up in this. With this package, you actually get an account manager assigned to you. And they're going to have a range of responsibilities with this. They're always going to have an open contact with you. But one of the things they take care of, if in the off chance that they do charge you for something that isn't one of those, you just email, text, or call them, and they get right on it getting your money back from Google.
Okay. And is this all associated with that number that you guys assigned to me, the phone number?
Yeah, yeah. So that business line, that's just the one we're going to use. You don't have
What if I don't want that? What if I don't want that number anymore?
With that, it's really hard for us to do an efficient job just because we can really deep dive into analytics with that and see like the demographics of people, where calls are coming from, a range of different things with that number alone, as well as it's also security measure. Because if you just used your basic phone number and use this type of exposure with it, with all these scammers and all like these spoof callers that are around on the internet, without some type of security measure like we implement, you'd get a lot of them coming through.
I just don't know if that phone number is making sense to me. I haven't gotten one phone call in 6 months, so that's kind of one thing. And then I'm promoting a number that's not working. So it's just kind of,
not
sure why.
Yeah, with this, it definitely can, I see where you're coming from. You're just thinking it's the number itself. But with this,
if I don't like it in a couple more months, I've been promoting this number for 6-10 months, and now I'm not even going to use it. So, am I paying for that?
No, that's included within your package. You're not paying anything additional with it.
I mean, like, I don't even know if I want to keep, you know, promoting that number. I mean, obviously nobody's calling it, so.
Well, this package will definitely get you calls coming in, like with some immediacy, as soon as we get you verified, because where it shows up is at the very top of these search engines. There's literally nothing that's going to be above that actual ad itself. And along with the repability of actually being Google guaranteed, if someone wants to get someone that's going to do a job correctly, is going to inspect their house without any type of worry or fret or anxiety behind it, it's a really good avenue just from a personal perspective. When I go and try to find anyone that's going to do like my lawn or anything, I generally go through those as well. Just kind of the know-how, knowing these people are already made sure they're reputable through Google, gone through the checks and what have you. So in the sense of actually getting these calls coming to you, Google Guarantee is definitely going to provide that and definitely get you some calls, moreover, gets you some jobs coming in. And that's without a doubt. And the number where you're at right now, I see what you're saying. Like, you don't see too much of what goes into it, but I definitely know for a fact the Google Guaranteed side of things, it really helps us out with the analytics. Of course, you'll be able to see it too from the actual app that we have for you. You'll be able to see a range of different things just of how these people interact with these advertisements, where they're interacting from, the dollar amounts. A lot of different things will come from that.
Okay. And so I guess from what I heard, there's about $250 initial.
And right.
Then, and then after that, it's $400, so on.
Right. It's just $250 today just to get the application running and everything going for that and get you verified. And then we don't charge that that $418 till everything's actually verified and we get your approval to go ahead and make out that budget and get those leads coming in.
Okay. But I don't pay for it for the $400. That's unless I use leads, right?
Exactly. You don't pay for anything within that $418 until a actual lead comes through and you actually give them an estimate or a booked appointment. If it's anything outside that, it's just a call that you don't get charged for.
And how much is it per lead, technically?
So those leads fluctuate a little bit, just off of like the demographic, the people we're calling, the dollar amount and the location on the map they're coming from. It's kind of an algorithm, but they're generally going to range in between $24 and $32 a lead.
When you say dollar amount, you mean what I charge my client?
What you charge your client, essentially also like the area they're calling out of, because Google's really, they've like integrated it with their Google map section and gotten down.
So if somebody calls me from Lake Forest, which is a highfalutin mansion area, and the inspection's $1,000, what would they charge me? What would Google
probably just me? At like a maximum of $32.
Okay. So there is a maximum to it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, there's a maximum and there's about a minimum. Minimum being 24, maximum being up there with 32.
Okay, and that depends on how much I charge my client? Is that what you're saying?
It's a range of things. It's not just
and
you charge
and
your
location and stuff.
Yeah, location and where they're calling from. They have a really specific algorithm that's behind it on that end. That's why it fluctuates, but it doesn't fluctuate drastically. It's generally going to be around that $30 range.
Okay. All right. So just a couple thoughts in my head here. You know, we're moving into the slower part of the season soon. Is it worth it for me to do it now? I don't know. You know, just a lot to think about when it comes to all this.
Yeah, I definitely think it would work out for you just in the sense we already have you on board. We have a lot of the information we need otherwise. So just in the verification process, it's going to be a lot quicker than other people just coming on to us off the street. So we'll get you verified pretty quick. And as soon as we get that verification done, we can approve that budget and get those calls coming in immediately. And at least get you some consistent good jobs, like a good handful of them at the very least before things start slowing down. And then of course you always have that option for the seasonal hold to just give it a pause if things are really slow for you, and we can always resume. But I definitely think in a short amount of time we can make a drastic change, at least with the type of work you're seeing.
So I can pause it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you have that option. Okay. 100%. We have a seasonal hold. You just call us up. We pause it, and whenever you want to come back to it, you just call us up, and we get things going for you again.
And that's it. Okay. All right. All right. I just got to think about this a little bit, some of the cost and all that kind of stuff. Can we resume this maybe in the next 2 days? What is today? Thursday? Tuesday? Wednesday?
Yes. Yeah, today's Tuesday.
Okay. Why don't you give me a call on Thursday or Friday?
Okay. Let me check that real works. Quick. I'm just checking my schedule for Thursday real quick. I would like a call again on like at the same time on Thursday work?
Yeah, you know, as a home inspector, I'm not sure how my day goes the next day. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully 9:30 works. Typically do start at 9 a.m. some most jobs, you know, if I work. So why don't we, do this at like around noonish or 11:30, you know?
Let me check real quick. Yeah, I can do noon on Thursday. That's no problem. This number.
For 11:30 then. Yeah,
11:30.
Yeah, I start at 12. Yeah, this number, and I'll try to think about it.
All right, yeah, and I'll go ahead and send you an invite again, just so we're each other's calendars, and you have that down. And also, if you have any questions beforehand, Brad, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. If you need any clarification on anything, I'll definitely be happy to address anything you need for sure.
All right. Okay. All right. I had to get your thing here. Oh, the Google guarantee. That's what I just got.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'll read this and check everything out. All right. I appreciate all your time.
Yeah. No problem, Brad. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me this morning. I definitely look forward to speaking with you on Thursday and hopefully getting this going.
Okay, Evan. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.